If you or a loved one has a hoarding problem, let's work together on a solution.
Thank you for stopping by the Hoarding Solution Podcast. Welcome to Tuesdays with Tammy. And today we are going to talk about a topic that I'm calling Ask Them the Questions. And the reason I'm talking about this is that there are a lot of people that stumble across a hoarding situation, and the first instinct is to call a family member. And I had an experience with this a number of years ago, and I'm going to share a sentence out of this letter that I received, and then I'm going to talk about why that is such a difficult thing for the adult kid of a parent that hoards. So here is a statement from a letter. You and redacted name are the only ones who have the family ties and legal standing to engage the public agencies that can assist them. First of all, the entity that sent this to me, I don't believe had a knowledge or awareness of hoarding to really weigh in on this issue. Even though they were trying to help, I don't believe they understood, and most and many do not understand, the trauma that a kid goes through living in a hoarded home. And if you actually escape that hoarded home and go on to have your own life, it can be really challenging to get pulled back into that situation, knowing full well that the parents will not listen to you or allow you to assist. And at that time, this was a soul-crushing thing for me to receive. Somehow, even though I had escaped and had my own life and had been in the military, somehow this entity still came back to me to tell me that somehow I was responsible for my parents' hoarding, for my parents' any mental health issues, anything, any of the choices they had made that led them to this point were somehow something I needed to step in and fix. And that's part of the problem that I see when people contact you as the adult kid, or maybe you are the responsible relative for someone that hoards. For some reason, you are called to intervene in a hoarding situation. And because these entities don't know what they're saying, sometimes they're causing a lot more harm than good in these hoarding situations. And part of my objective in talking about this is to start helping some of these entities have training, have awareness, understand what they're walking into with hoarding, as well as understanding how to talk to the person that hoards and all the family members and all the people that are impacted by this hoarding situation. And now I have different skills and different things that I do. And so when it comes to these hoarding situations, when I say I have different skills, I mean I have a different way of how I respond now to comments like I'm responsible, or I should fix it, or I'm the only one that can. So first of all, legally, a person is still able to live how they want to. And so you more than likely will not be able to cause any difference in your parents' situation if they're choosing to live that way. Whether or not hoarding is a choice is a whole nother discussion, but at some point, they are still making a choice to do nothing if people are trying to intervene. And so I think it's really valuable for people to know that you're not actually responsible for your parents' hoarding behavior. And you honestly cannot force or fix someone else who does not feel like they have anything they need to change. And so I believe that societal guilt trip is incorrect, and it should not be a piece of the conversation. If you tell me I need to fix my parents, or anyone for that matter that has a mental health issue, and I am not a skilled person in doing that, that is unfair, and it should not be said to someone. That it is absolutely inappropriate, in my opinion, for some of these entities to weigh in the way they do, because they don't have the awareness or the knowledge to actually weigh in properly. So my message for adult kids of parents that hoard like me, or youth escaping the hoard, is that you're not responsible for your parents' behavior. You're responsible for your behavior. You're responsible for your life and getting it on track, and just taking your power back into looking at A, what you're responsible for, and B, what you can do for you. And I think that's the message that people need to hear if you are a survivor of hoarding. And there's lots of ways you could offer to assist if you got a letter like the one I'm talking about, but that does not mean you have to be the primary person to deal with the entire daunting, enormous situation. So now when someone tells me that I need to help, or I must do XYZ in that hoarding scenario, I start asking questions. And I'm not going to put these in any particular order, except the first one, which is, what do you know about hoarding? And I start asking those questions like that, and then I'm quiet. So I'm going to give you these top 10 questions that come up for me a lot as soon as someone starts to try to tell me what I need to do about someone else's hoarding situation. So the first question I ask is, what do you know about hoarding? The second one is, what do you know about mental health issues in hoarding situations? Number three, have you shared your concerns with that person that you are concerned about? Number four, have you called anyone else that is helping in this situation? Number five, is this person being evicted? And or is that property being condemned? Is the person hospitalized? Are there rodents in the space? Do the people have working plumbing, electricity? Is their fridge working? Can they cook on their stove? Do they have heat? Are they asking for any type of help? And also, are there severe fire and fall risks and or issues with trash or squalor not being addressed? And basically, I start having conversations that have questions. And once I ask the question, I generally am quiet because I want to see what that person will say to me. And sometimes they are familiar with the actual reasons why people hoard, but a lot of times they are not, because we often just see the stuff, the pile. We aren't really too concerned about anything but the stuff. And in my experience and observation, the hoarding and the stuff itself is just a symptom of the trauma, a symptom of the underlying things that are going on and have not been addressed. And we have to look at this in a bigger scale picture. We have to look at what's going on, underlying issues, possible mental health. A lot of times there are coexisting things like depression and anxiety that are in these situations. And so there is this component of the underlying issues that we need to address, as well as the physical issues that are going on as far as too much stuff and clutter and fall risk. And sometimes there are physical issues as well, mobility, not being able to navigate through a crowded space or the goat paths that exist. Just really taking a look at the whole situation holistically. And I believe that we have different components out there to start looking at this, but they are not cohesive. It's not simple to deal with a hoarding situation. And in general, each situation can have some unique aspects that you have to address. And I think there's been too many times where people just march in and stomp around and they don't realize that they could approach it differently, and that could potentially change the outcome for that whole situation. So I think people really need to just be aware that there's a lot more going on than just too much stuff in these situations. If you are a person or entity that is calling a family member to talk about a hoarding situation, and specifically if you're calling the adult kid of the person that hoards, just keep in mind that they may have already tried and have been shot down in a number of ways for trying to help their parent. And also remember that if that person grew up in a hoarding situation, they have likely experienced a high degree of trauma themselves. So just keep that in mind as you start having that conversation. And if you are a person that is dealing with a hoarding situation and you're trying to figure out what to do, I invite you to join our group, the Hoarding Solution Community. And I have a link to the show notes or in the show notes for that group. And I welcome you to join us there. And just remember that you don't have to face this alone and you aren't responsible for that hoarding behavior. So thank you so much for stopping by the Hoarding Solution Podcast today. And I wish you a very happy holiday.
If you or a loved one has a hoarding problem, let's work together on a solution.